views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Pat. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you all for listening to the show. Shout out across the pond to, shout out to everybody that's listening to the show, wherever you are. What a great day it is. I get to chat with my special co-host today, Dr. Friedman Schaub, the Empowered Self series. Oh, so good. Part 12, Your Internal Rhythm, the key to stress-free living. And for those of you, Dr. Friedman has been my co-host now, creating amazing transformative messages for listeners worldwide now, helping people move beyond their fear, their anxiety. And as a matter of fact, he is the award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. He's the founder of Cellular Wisdom. That is an amazing personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He's helped thousands of people all over the world overcome emotional, physical challenges. He's been doing this in a way that gives folks tools to be able to step out into their lives and truly enable dreams to come true. Whether you're working with him and he's working with you, energy psychology, NLP, medical hypnotherapy, it doesn't really matter what tool Dr. Friedman Schaub uses that's in his toolbox. It's all about helping people to stimulate that full capacity to heal, change, and succeed in any area of his life. And you certainly can find out more about him if you go to his website, cellularwisdom.com, or thefearandanxietysolution.com. You know, he also does something super, super special, and that is he will talk with you and gift you a free telephone consultation. And so you can do that by calling him toll free at 866-903-6463. So today we're getting geared up for this season, this time of year. So the question then becomes, are we looking forward to celebrating this with our family and friends, or do we dread this time? Is it the grim reaper that we see? So many obligations, busyness, stress, or are we joyful? And if you'd like to be joyful today, Dr. Friedman is going to talk with us about how we can stay in the flow, the natural rhythm during this season, any season. What a great topic. I can't wait to hear. I'm going to take notes during the show, Dr. Friedman.
Does it mean you're not in your natural rhythm?
I am today because it's my birthday. But I think, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I'm not saying I'm going to be able to stay in the rhythm. I want to know how I can stay in the rhythm. You know, not when I'm sitting here waiting for my birthday cake and a big celebration. I got a nice little birthday balloon up there. No,
aww.
I want to know how I can be stress-free. That's why you're on the show today.
Well, I hope you're next year going to be completely in your rhythm and completely stress-free. So that would be my wish to you. I actually didn't know that it was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I mean, I love this topic. I love this internal rhythm. And, you know, the reason I love it is because, you know, there are internal rhythms that go on in our lives Some of them may be the key to a stress-free life, and some of those internal rhythms that we fire up may not. And I would love for you to talk with us for a little bit about what you are calling internal rhythm. You know, what is that? Because people are saying, I don't know what they're talking about over here. Tell us what you discovered about internal rhythm.
Well, you know, I think we all had these moments where we just felt in the flow. You know, life goes with ease and grace. You're in the zone. And even though you felt really productive, you felt at the end of the day fulfilled, somewhat even energized. You know, everything is just feeling somewhat in control, but not in a way that you have to micromanage yourself or the environment. It just really flows. And that's a sign that you have been in your internal rhythm. See, everybody has certain preferences, ways to operate at the highest level, but at a level that is sustainable, at a level where you're striking a balance between giving and also giving back to yourself, at a level where you are creative and, as I said, productive, but you're also enjoying what you're doing, and you're able to, while you're focusing, seeing the bigger picture. So what I'm talking about is being in harmony, harmony with yourself and harmony with your life. And when you have been finding that harmony, you know that you're living in that rhythm that ultimately is a rhythm on emotional, mental, but also on a physical level.
Well, and you know, part of this is, you know, I think that part of this is recognizing, you know, how to have a sense of what those rhythms are in our lives, you know, how to have a sense of when we know where, you know, we're having a little movement that we want to have and having a little movement that we don't. You know, what works for us? And, you know, Dr. Friedman, what I'm really excited about with this show as well is that sometimes, especially this time of year, I know this doesn't happen to you, but especially this time of year, we go out of our own rhythm pattern, the one that keeps us stress-free, the one that keeps us joyful, and we enter into a different rhythm pattern because we're so busy trying to make everybody around us happy. We're trying to make it the best holiday ever. We're trying not to burn the turkey. We're trying to make sure that the apple pie has the greatest crust in the world. You see what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a classic time to really completely abandon anything that feels right and harmonious to you for the sacrifice to others and making sure that their expectations are met and their needs are taken care of, which are all good intentions. But the yearly, annual, January hangover from the holidays is usually what people then next year make dread when the family comes over or when, again, they hear jingle bells for the first time. And that's what we want to avoid. We are not victims of our seasons or of the circumstances. We can actually choose to enter into these holidays from a different place, from a place where we're actually feeling fed by whatever we are planning to do and not feel completely drained afterwards.
You know, it's really interesting we're talking about this. I have a friend of mine who, practices the Jewish traditions and introduced me to a gentleman talking about the four blood moons. And the four, two of them happened. One of them was an eclipse, I think, or maybe both of them last year, but also two more coming up in 2015. And, you know, for their particular spiritual practices, their religious practices, this one gentleman was talking with me and he said, oh, my gosh, you know, not only are these blood moons on Jewish celebrations, but this is the year of Shemitah. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I am going to look at things now introduced to a different rhythm. And it was fascinating to me as I was thinking about today's show. I was listening to how he's talking about the coming year, right? I was listening to how he's talking about the last time that this happened was when Moses and, and the Jewish people were set free and all of their belongings. And he was like, this is the most abundant time of the year. And I'm thinking, wow, listen to that rhythm for a minute. And it was fascinating to me because it was so contagious to be able to say, boy, I can bob and weave to that song. And yet, you know what I mean? I can do a little bobbing and a weaving and a little two-step into that song. So why is it that I would choose something more stressful, more overwhelming? And when we come back from break, I would love for you to share that, because why is it we would pick a story of our past? Do we actually have a choice, Dr. Freeman? Are we completely embedded, you know, in cellular memory of times of the past that we remember that wasn't so great? You know, am I going to mourn the only birthday party I ever had when I was 11 years old that actually didn't happen because it snowed that day? Or am I going to celebrate the balloon on my desk today? I'll tell you, you got your hands full today. Dr. Freedman Schaub, everyone, we're going to take a short break. We are so thrilled. For those of you out there, if you want to get a little help today on the show, if you want to get some help from Dr. Freedman about how to get your rhythm going, how to keep it moving, you certainly can call into the show. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come back and talk about the rhythm we choose.
Hello, my name is Dr. Freedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh my goodness, Benny. Did you really bring me back to the disco time?
No, that's not that far back. That's 80s. Maybe early 90s. That's snap.
Oh. So when was Donna Summer?
That was
70s. That's about the rhythm.
Yeah.
Talk about rhythm. Oh, boy, oh boy. Dr. Friedman Schaub is here today because I love this. This is the Empowered Self series. My co-host, Dr. Friedman Schaub, part 12, your internal rhythm. I love this conversation. The key to stress-free living. You know, there is a rhythm to life. And there, and Dr. Friedman, I wanted to ask you about this because, you know, the way that, you know, I heard you talk about this here just for a few was that, you know, we can find our rhythm. You know, we can choose it. And so I would love for you to talk about, you know, how we can, first of all, pinpoint the signs when we're a little bit out of whack, right? You know, I mean, certainly if you hear somebody sing off key, you say, oh boy, they're singing that off key. But yet we can't hear our own off keyness.
So I think there is something that you just mentioned before the break, which is important, which is these imprints of the past. And those imprints, those early experiences, they're certainly in part responsible why we may not be in our rhythm or why we have a hard time finding it. And, you know, in this Empowered Self series, we talk often about the survival mode. And the goal for the Empowered Self is to switch out of the survival mode into a mode of living and thriving. And that's something when you're in survival mode that doesn't make you pay attention to your own rhythm, because all you're paying attention to is either to make sure that others are pleased or that you can avoid certain kind of punishment or criticism. Or again, control is certainly something that makes people survive as well, but it's not necessarily in alignment with your rhythm. And the rhythm, when you find your rhythm, you will not have a problem with energy. When you're in your rhythm, you will always have plenty of it. You don't have problems with not being able to sleep, because when you're in your rhythm, you have a natural time of being active and then also a time where you rejuvenate and replenish yourself. Being in the rhythm is something very natural, and we can see it actually in nature, especially in animals, very often that they just work according to their rhythm. And we are unfortunately forcing us over and over again to get out of the rhythm. And what I want to talk about and what you just mentioned is about how can we know whether we are in the rhythm or not? What are indications? What are signs? And well, because it's so obvious to us, we can just first start listening to our bodies. And when you are just, you know, closing your eyes, and you just really tune into your body, it's just a fun thing to do to watch your breath and just really listen to what your breath is doing without forcing it, without controlling it. And what you may find is, especially around the holidays where everything is a little bit faster and everything is a little bit more pressured, that your breath is actually also fast and maybe more shallow. And you may have the feeling that somehow you just came off the treadmill. And then you can notice how your heart is beating. You can notice that your heart may beat a little bit faster. And you can notice how your muscles are feeling. And you may notice that they're actually a little tense and your whole system appears a little bit more tight and as if you're ready to run or to fight or do something. And you just can watch yourself. And when you do compare how that feels to when you're actually in a place when you're completely relaxed, maybe on a easy Sunday morning where there is nothing really for you to be or to do, you can just stay in that moment of this delicious awakening. And when you tune into your body then and you compare, then you can tell, well, I'm actually right now in that stress phase. I'm giving out more energy than is good for me. I'm pushing it. I'm forcing it. I'm depleting myself. For a while, that may be okay. That may be what you feel you need to do. But is it really sustainable? Is it really something that will allow you to, you know, go refreshed into the season or the new year? Or do you actually empty your batteries? Doing a little, you know, observation like this can already tell you a lot about whether you are in a sustainable harmonic rhythm that is natural, or whether you're actually more in a sped up with a rhythm that is actually more, you know, trying to force or trying to make things happen, rather than really being in a place where you also allow things to unfold at their own pace.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this could be such a joyous time of year. I mean, it really could. And, you know, for me, I have come to love this time of year, but I had never really thought about this, Dr. Friedman, from, you know, the context that you're talking about. But there is a rhythm. You know, there is this way of being that can be so harmonious and be so much a part of the joyfulness that can come forth in our lives. And so I guess the question that I would love to ask you is, you know, what would be the reason for people to want to find this rhythm? And the reason I bring this up is because, boy, we so get attached to our stories around holidays and he done me wrong. You know, my life is like a country Western song. You know what? I didn't win The Voice. Whatever that is. And we bring it from year to year, from day to day, from moment to moment. So what would be our inspiration for tuning into a different rhythm?
Well, I think my mother is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother had really every holiday pretty much the same story, which is, I have to make it perfect. And she was always overextending herself, cooking and trying new recipes. Most of them were delicious. Some of them failed miserably, which was always, you know, for her really hard to swallow. And but she never allowed any help. She was always the one who basically, you know, kicked everyone out of the kitchen, was always the one who was early up, 5 o'clock in the morning, latest going to bed. And you know, at the end of the holidays, especially as she got older, she was completely drained. And although, you know, she said she enjoyed it, I knew that she was glad it was over, because she was barely really present. She was more busy with making others feel good and basically, you know, again, wasn't really in the rhythm that was good for her. Now, the last holiday I was in Germany, there was just a whole different picture, because she was physically just not really in the place to be able to do it all on her own. So she let go of some of the attachments of having to have it perfect. She let actually others help her and do part of the cooking and decorating and so on. And she just had the intention to really enjoy and to sit and not run around right away, but really just be present. And I don't remember any Christmas we had laughed so hard and we just felt so close together. And there was the last Christmas my parents were alive. And so I think finally at the last Christmas, she actually, you know, got it. And it felt to me just like a really good example of how could it have been if she would have allowed herself more often to be in the rhythm. How many wonderful memories could we have had? And that's for me an incentive personally to say, you know, I want to live more in that inner rhythm, because when I do, I am more present. I am more really awake to all the amazing things that life has to offer. And I'm not just running down the, you know, the trail of an agenda trying to reach some artificial idea or goal. I'm actually really living more fully. And I think that's what the listening and following your internal rhythm really can do for you.
Well, and, you know, this is really, you know, the work that you do is help other people understand why not only why it's important, but how we find our internal rhythm. You know, I mean, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because you are, by the way, in case you didn't know, the author of the award-winning The Fear and Anxiety Solution. And I before we talk about, you know, finding our rhythm and so forth, I would love to talk with you about the relationship between fear and anxiety to our internal rhythm, because, you know, it is really for me, I have been made aware of my own level of vibration this past year and the role that fear played. Of course, I've read your book now several times, but I don't know that we make the connection. Tell me a little bit about what you've discovered with fear and anxiety, especially as it does relate to our internal rhythm.
Well, you know, fear and anxiety doesn't really ask you to stay in your rhythm, because fear and anxiety ask you to react to whatever the fear and anxiety is focusing on. You know, fear and anxiety is, again, a sign of being in survival, especially when it's chronic fear and anxiety. And in survival, you're not thinking about longevity or sustainability or fulfillment. In survival, all you think about is just to keep your head above water. And survival is, you know, really much, much broad than just really keeping ourselves alive. Because when we are in fear and anxiety, many things appear like a life and death situation, even though it's really just about, you know, having the in-laws come over and being afraid that they once again criticize how we are dealing with the kids or how cleanly the house is or any kind of those things. Fear and anxiety takes things to an extreme at times that it makes it appear as if it's really a life and death situation. And therefore, the internal rhythm is pretty much, you know, obsolete or not very important. The problem is when you're entertaining the fear and anxiety and not addressing it, it just pushes you further and further out of the rhythm. And, you know, one of the examples is a client of mine who basically his fear and anxiety was always about not getting a promotion and always feeling like that he never really gets ahead. So he pushed harder and he didn't really listen to his, you know, stress and his blood pressure and chronic pain that, you know, every time he had to go to work on Monday, it got stronger and stronger, and he just overrode all the signs that tell him, you're not really in a balance with yourself. You're not really in a rhythm where you actually, you know, enjoying life and also be more productive. And finally, the anxiety and the pain actually brought him to his knees, and he had to take off the time from work because he couldn't really do work any longer. And so he met me, we worked together, and one of the things he discovered was that he didn't live in his rhythm. He didn't really enjoy the wonderful kids and wife he had. He didn't really, you know, stay present with his dying father. He wasn't really engaging in life. All he had was just this driving force. I need to have this promotion. I need to get an advance at work. Everybody else does it, so why not me? And that's what got him out of the rhythm. So one way of getting back into the rhythm was also letting go, to really detaching from this goal and realizing, well, there are so many other things that I actually have in my life and that I can focus my energy on that are way more gratifying. Well, guess what? The moment he did that, not only he felt better, of course, when you're in your rhythm, you feel better. Your body can actually harmonize. The pain disappeared. But he also got a promotion, because he was actually not coming from a lack place, from a stress place, but he was showing up at work from a place of inner peace and, you know, a sense of self-worth. I'm deserving to say no to my boss when he wants me to work on the weekend. I deserve to go home and come replenished back to work because I'm way more productive than if all my batteries are empty. And obviously, somehow, the workplace took note of that, and they trusted him a better position. And so I think there is also something about the inner rhythm that is not just feeling good, but it actually gets you further.
I love this. And you know what? It's so interesting you share that. We're going to take a short break when we come back. For those of you out there, you ready to get in the zone? You want a little help on the show today? Give us a call. We will be able to take a few calls. If you want to get some help right now, 1-800-930-2819. Very similar experience. A friend of mine, Dr. Friedman, same thing, got a super promotion. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
No, you can do magic. You can have anything that you desire. Magic.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm all about the magic. I love it. It is a magical time of year. It has been for me for my entire life. And, you know, many people have said to me, well, how so, man? You're like, your birthday's like right there. And, you know, what is that about? And, you know, I don't know. I think we can learn to get into the rhythm, as my very special guest has said. For those of you out there who want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. Are you ready to get into the rhythm? Are you ready to get into the zone? How can Dr. Friedman Schaub help today with moving you past maybe a little stuckness you got? Maybe you think you got to make that pumpkin pie exactly the right way. You got to make it. Or are you trying to figure out, well, how do I divide my time up between family members? Whatever that is, this is about discovering your internal rhythm, keeping it or getting it back, and making sure you experience joy. Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for today's show. Now, you do a telephone consultation with folks. Would you tell folks a little bit about the free telephone consultation you do, and please give them the number?
Yeah, so if you're interested in doing some work on really the especially deeper root causes of your stress, your anxiety, what throws you out of your rhythm, depression, things that you just know have something internally to tell you, something for you to really heal on a deep level, not just to fight the symptoms, but really understand what is actually happening inside of me. Why do I have these insecurities, these worries, and how can I actually outgrow them and this way heal them? If you're interested in this kind of work and really grow into your bigger self, the best way to get in touch with us is actually through email at info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. And then we'll send your information and set up with you a free telephone, just a pre-call, which is about 30 minutes, where we can talk about your specific challenges and also how the work I'm offering can help you overcome them. I will also, starting spring, offer a webinar, which will be about a 4-month process of going through the fear and anxiety solution and working with many people all over the world, but really healing their fears and their insecurities on a very deep level. So that's something that I will make more announcements at the beginning of the year, but something to keep in mind.
What a great way to start the year, though. What a beautiful, beautiful way to do that. So help us here. Help us find that internal rhythm, because I don't think I know a single person that doesn't want to be in that zone, that doesn't want to be in that joy. But please, you know, this is something that I think that if we don't have someone like you in our lives to help us, we feel lost. We feel alone.
Right.
And I would love for you to talk about that, because we are in a time of hope, inspiration, and action. So what can we do?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's really important to pay attention to is that what we do during the holiday season is that we are abandoning certain things that actually make us feel good. For example, let's say you are 50% introvert and 50% extrovert. And you know, whenever you have been around people, you need also some alone time. You need to just, curl up with a book and really not have anyone talk to you for a while. Right. This is something that you know is a part of your internal rhythm. But during the holidays, you may go from one Christmas party to the next. You may have all these people over. They may even, sleep on the couch. And you don't have really any space for yourself. So find a way to actually nurture your inner introvert and just really disconnect, excuse yourself, go in the car, drive to a park, go to the beach, whatever you need to do, but honor that there is an aspect of you that also needs this peace and quiet. Otherwise, you're going to go bonkers and, you're just going to start being cranky and snapping at everyone. So that's one way that you personally may know this is something that really gets me stabilized when I honor this part of me that just needs a little peace and quiet or needs a little alone time. Same thing with working out. How many people actually feel so much better when they do, have 20 minutes on the treadmill or do a little yoga in the mornings or maybe do an inner meditation and just feel like that's centering them? All of those habits that during the year you establish to keep yourself sane and balanced, don't abandon them during the time of the holiday. Actually, reach for them, use them, make sure that these are the times where you actually are really relying on those stabilizing aspects in your life. And then especially carve out the time, have clear boundaries to do that, what you know you need to do for yourself. Because that's part of the holiday, you know, confusion, that we are not doing things for ourselves, especially those things that feel good. You may have an internal rhythm that tells you that you need to have really 8 hours of sleep, and that it's better for you at the end of the evening to really unwind, you know, slowly, and not feel like that you're, you know, basically still, your ears are ringing from, you know, whatever you have been engaging in. So again, honoring your rhythm by giving yourself enough rest, by giving yourself enough also time and space before you go to bed, can be another way of just staying in that inner rhythm and keeping yourself in a more balanced and harmonious place. Another example can be for you, for example, that you are noticing what gets you out of your rhythm.
Yes.
And these are very important things, because sometimes we know we're feeling out of sorts and we're not really feeling in that place of the zone, but we don't really know how we got there. And especially in the holidays, one of the things we often do is we compare ourselves with others. You know, that we say, well, this person does a much better decorating job, or that person can give her kids much bigger gifts, or my in-law is so much nicer dressed than me. You know, there is something that just pulls us naturally when we compare ourselves with others out of our center, and therefore also out of our rhythm. So try to give yourself a real good comparison break. And just really, when you notice your mind goes there, go back, counter the thought with something you appreciate about yourself. And this way, really also stay more connected to what you want to contribute and how you want to experience the holidays versus being in someone else's life.
Well, you know, I think that what you just talked about right there was one of the more difficult things that I think we're all faced with. You know, this idea of, you know, really understanding what is ours and what is not. And you know, I want to take a short break when we come back. I want to talk about that a bit more, because we are going to be around more people. And I love what you said. You know, I often share, and I've gotten quite a few emails now since I shared this on air, that I'm about as introverted as you get. And everybody says, no, that's not possible. How could you be? Because we have a misunderstanding about it. You know, because I'm an introvert, it doesn't mean that I cannot be out with people. I love people. I love our listeners. I love connecting. But when I'm done with this show right now today, what's going to happen is I'm not going to put myself around more people. That's not right. What's going to happen. And you guys were teasing me a little bit during the break, because I said to Benny, you know, I'm going to sit down in the chair and I'm going to think about what I'm going to eat. I'm not going to get up and go out and go to the, I'm going to sit here and think about it. But I know that about myself. Actually implementing it in my life is even more difficult. What can you say to folks? I think we should skip the break, because this is so important. What can we say to folks, so folks can have some tools, Dr. Friedman, you know, to say, you know what? I'm not going to schedule that meeting, that coffee, one right after the other. I need a little breathing room. I need to get my rhythm back, because we don't realize that when we're out of rhythm, we can get it back. I think that's kind of an insight, isn't it?
Yeah. And really, the first thing is, of course, like with, you know, health, we really only appreciate our health when we are ill. All of a sudden we recognize, oh my God, isn't it nice when we can get up and, you know, just walk around without any pain, or when the nose is not running, or we can breathe more freely. Well, the same with the internal rhythm, you know, we only appreciate it really when we are missing it. So that's always probably the, you know, the easiest way to start, to be aware, especially, you know, in these next few weeks, when you're getting out of your rhythm, and whether it's, you know, for example, that your thoughts become more erratic, or you feel like your thoughts are more about the to-do list that seems to grow and not get any smaller, or you feel actually that your emotions are, you know, more tense, or you get more irritated, or you feel easier overwhelmed, or maybe it's really that your whole energy in your body just feel like drained and heavy. These are all good signs that you need to readjust and find a way to get back into your rhythm. And one of the tools is for you to actually take a little natural rhythm notebook where you write down the things that get you into the rhythm. Like we said, you know, taking a break, sometimes actually just saying no, also to yourself, and say, no, I don't have to have 3 cakes for dessert. One is actually enough. I don't have to invite 20 people. 10 are actually fine. You know, where you really set also these internal boundaries, and you can just try on, how would it feel if I would set this boundary? And if you feel an instant relief, you know you're getting one step closer to your rhythm. And so just taking notes about things that feel good to you. You know, I, for example, I love to go to bed when I know that all the things I wanted to do are actually done. So I don't like to take things into the next day that are undone. Now, my problem in the past was that I made my list of to-dos way too long. And
yes.
So then, you know, I stayed up way too long, and then, you know, you fell, again, out of your rhythm and drained. So now I have to make my list very doable, but I still know it feels so much better to me when everything is checked off. So when you know this about yourself, adjust your list. Don't make yourself a slave of your list. Be the one who is actually creating it and making to the size that works for you. Because when you do, and when you know, I just love to have this feeling of being complete, then that may be a way for you to get back into the rhythm and feeling, again, fulfilled and in the zone.
Well, you know, something you said is really, really super important. I love it. Actually, everything you've said, because, you know, we make these lists, and I think we should talk about this. You know, when we make these extraordinary lists with a gazillion things on it, it doesn't even feel like we're in the rhythm when we're making the list. You know what I'm saying? There's like a little trigger that goes on when I'm sitting down making the list. Like today, for example, like today, my birthday, right? And you're sitting down and you're making the list, and all of a sudden you get to, your stomach's like tied up in knots, because you could feel that the list in itself is out of rhythm. And it's so fascinating, because what I did was, I knew I was going to be at a meeting at 7 o'clock this morning. I knew I had to get back for a call at 9. I knew I was going to do, you know, 2 radio shows, but these were things I loved. What I didn't do is I listened to you. That's for sure. I do that. And I did not plan anything else for the afternoon. Not that I'm not going to be available if to talk to somebody, but boy, it was hard for me, Dr. Friedman, to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, again, you're going to probably really appreciate the day so much more.
Yeah.
And what I really find about this, the beauty, the gift of doing this, even though you feel initially, you know, like I did, not as productive to have shorter lists, what I replaced it with was being actually more present.
Yeah.
And by being more present, you know, I felt that actually I engaged in life much more. And isn't that what it's really about?
It's yeah,
not
it is.
About, you know, the list that needs to, you know, part of my, you know, biggest learnings came from my research time, where I was known for having long lists and really many experiments I wanted to do. And after a while, I realized, you know, I put so much on my list. I'm running around doing all these experiments, and, you know, 30% of them fail because I'm not present, because I'm actually having too much on my plate, and I try too hard to get everything done. So less really is often more, and that's not only when it comes to, you know, the enjoyment in life. It's really also true with the productivity. And so for the holidays, you can actually make the holidays a little bit more light and maybe a little bit more slim. just have a little bit less planned, give a little bit less of presence, cook a little bit less, but in the end, enjoy it more because you can be actually there and available to whatever you experience, and you don't feel like that you're basically just slaving through the holidays.
Right. You know, I love something else you said, and, you know, this really helps. You know, I know today is my birthday and getting into the holiday. And, you know, in my life, Dr. Friedman, this used to be the day that I used to release all restrictions about what I ate, what I drank. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, my birthday was an invitation to really binge. Now, mm-hmm. I will tell you that's not the case anymore. But something you said that was really important. I didn't hear you say, look, don't do that. You said, if you're going to do it, then why not have one piece of cake? So what I love about what you said is we can create complementary rhythms. And what that means to me is, like, I know that if I'm going to go and I'm going to party with my friends tomorrow night and we're going to do pizza and poker, right? I know that I am going to be on the exercise bicycle for at least 45 minutes. Now, I don't know if that's what you were thinking, but it might be.
No, I mean, rhythms are not, you know, that's the nature of a rhythm. They are not rigid. They flow. They go in waves, and they are also very adjustable. Absolutely. There is something that, you know, when you want a party, when you have a good time, that, you know, in that rhythm, in that joy, it's contagious. It's very normal to also let loose, and it's perfectly fine. And I don't think that we afterwards have to pull ourselves on the leash to find the rhythm again, because it creates the opposite. The opposite is, you know, again, stress and force. But if you listen to your body the next day and the body says, you know, it would be nice to have just salad. It would be great to go on the bike. It just feels better to move after yep. I was sitting and, you know, all day long. Then you're listening to your rhythm, and you know that the wisdom of your system, your mind, your body, your, you know, your emotions, your spirit, that they're going to tell you what is right for you and what brings you into this harmonious place. What we don't do is listening. And if we listen, we usually find that rhythm.
Yeah. You know, this is such an important conversation. I am so love what you do to help so many people. I mean, you know, it is really a blessing for all of us, you know, because, you know, today what happens with all of this is I look at, you know, what you said today, and now I say, wait a minute, I get what he's saying. You know, I can enter the whole ride the stationary bicycle thing, listening to my favorite song. And that will make us so happy. So, you know, this is really, for a lot of folks listening, this idea of rhythm is so very important. But I had no idea until this show today of how it could help us with creating boundaries and relieving stress. Thank you for today's show. What's your message? What would you like to summarize and leave us with here today?
Well, I just really want to invite you to fully enjoy the holidays. But while you enjoy the holidays, really listen to your rhythm, listen to your heartbeat, listen to your body, and really feel that you are entering and going through the holidays nurtured and fulfilled and present, and trust that that's actually the true gift that you can share with others.
Wow. I love it. Dr. Friedman, again, please give out that toll-free number for people that want to schedule a free telephone conversation. I would encourage you guys to go ahead and do that, and for a lot of reasons, because you're going to be able to get some relief and to create the rhythm in your life that you truly desire. Please tell folks again.
You can reach us at toll-free 866-903-6463. Or by email at thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Well, have a fabulous holiday season, an amazing holiday season. And thank you so much for all of the amazing work you do and the thousands of people you help. You are incredible.
Thank you, and happy holidays, and blessed new year to you, and definitely a really, really fun birthday.
Totally there. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for pushing all the right buttons.
Benny, happy holidays.
Yes, and
Benny.
I'll tell you, we are in the rhythm right now. I can feel it in my bones, in my cells. There you go. Thanks to Dr. Friedman Schaub, everybody. We'll see you next time on the show.
My name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.